Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 44 of the letters of John. Today's title is This is the Testimony. David Guzik said, "This is God's essential message to man, that eternal life is a gift from God, received in Jesus Christ. It is all about Jesus, and living in Jesus is the evidence of eternal life." Our text today is 1 John 5:10 through 12. "Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life." Those who reject the testimony of the humanity and deity of Jesus Christ are, in essence, calling God a liar. God testifies that Jesus is the Son of God sent to save the world. When a person says otherwise, they speak directly against the testimony of God. John declares that if we believe in the Son of God, we also have within us this testimony. The authors of the Life Application Commentary explain 1 John 5:10 with these words: "When people become God's children by believing that Jesus is the Son of God, they know that salvation is sure because they have the testimony in their hearts, the testimony or witness of God Himself. They know without any doubt because the Spirit who regenerated them gives them an inner witness to that reality. God's Spirit, alive in the Spirit, witnesses to the fact that everything Jesus said and did was true. In fact, that is the primary function of the Spirit, to testify and reveal Jesus to every believer." And what is this testimony? John emphatically states it in 1 John 5:11. "God gave us eternal life, and this life is in His Son." David Allen, in Preaching the Word commentary, shares this insight. John turns to the jury and now begins his closing argument. "The testimony of the witnesses is clear and irrefutable. God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son, Jesus. He who has the Son possesses this eternal life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have eternal life. As an old man, let me cut through the fog and speak with clear simplicity. Argue all you want. Talk about all the gray areas you want. But the issue is clear cut. I was there when Jesus died for our sins on that cross. I am a personal eyewitness, as I have already reminded you in 1 John 1, 1-4. I was the first to see the empty tomb. I was there in the upper room a week after Jesus' resurrection, when he appeared to his 12 disciples. I was there when Jesus ascended to heaven. From that day until this, I have been telling others about Jesus. I wrote 5 books about it in your Bibles, telling you that Jesus is the Son of God. Whoever has the Son as his Savior possesses this eternal life. Whoever does not have this Son as his Savior does not have eternal life. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have life, but only death. If you die apart from Jesus, you will spend an eternity apart from Jesus in a place called hell." Here are some questions today. How is your belief in Jesus connected to your testimony about him? Have you ever considered that those who reject Jesus are calling God a liar? What are your thoughts on this truth? How does today's scripture passage challenge you to live out your testimony for Jesus? Thanks again for joining us. Have a blessed day.